JTL. And it's 4:08 weather-wise. Sunshine with us the rest of today. Upper 80s for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, low 60. And the sunshine is back tomorrow. And sunny all day Sunday. Both days, 91 for the high. Sunshine right now and 85 in Lancaster, York, and Harrisburg. Matt Wheeler is back on the afternoon drive, joining us live in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lisa.
It's so great to have you here.
To be here in person. I mean, 2020 was a long decade in between.
It was.
Times.
You are my first guest back in the studio. So
wow.
This is like a big event.
Quite a distinction.
Yeah, it is. May 21st, 2021. Write it down. We're making history here. So when were you last here? Because I've completely lost track.
Yeah, so it was... It was a little before Thanksgiving in 19. It was when my single with my band Vintage Heart, our song Harbor released,
yeah.
Along with the group vocal and everything. Yeah, so that feels like it could have been a much longer time ago.
Oh, my word.
But yeah, that was like a year and a half ago.
Okay, wow. Yeah, and the world has changed so much since then. And boy, it's been a tough year on the music community. So
yes.
Tell me about your experience, virtual shows, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so at the beginning, I definitely jumped on the virtual online shows bandwagon. I started this series called Home Tunes, where I created this graphic that actually said, like, you're home, I'm home, let's hang out. And it was like a 15 or 20 minute like micro show three times a week, which sounds totally sustainable. It got like pretty tough to keep that going.
Oh,
so then I would do some shows here and there, like with different organizations, like on their Facebook pages. But beyond that, like I got to a point where I was just like, I think that's been I get a little burned out on these, like making and also watching them. Maybe I just need to actually use this as a break, a little sabbatical. So I did, and it was pretty refreshing. There were times I missed, you know, like hopping on a train and going up to New York City and playing, or getting in my car and driving to Canada or the Midwest or the South, because all those were off the table. But I mean, there were definitely some pros to it. And one of the benefits was the fact that all except for one of the songs for Wonder of It All, the new album, I wrote during the extra time home, two of them in one day even. Like I actually had at the time and recorded it in October in Western New York, also during the quarantine lockdown.
Yeah.
Whatever you would want to call that time period.
Well, and before we talk about the album, I just have to ask, because I'm curious. So what was it like for your family? Because I'm assuming your wife is an educator,
right.
And you're both involved with schools. So you were
right.
Probably trying to do it all at home.
Yeah, we were. And especially last spring, you know, we were all three of us were home all the time.
And your son,
one of the three. Yeah, we were, so I was working from my home office, which was formerly and honestly still is the laundry room.
Mm.
So there's that, but yeah, I painted it and rearranged things and it was good. And yeah, my wife's working from upstairs and our son is there. And then even more recently, of course, we had a bunch of times this spring 21, where we ended up going to, Like our son ended up home because, you know, there was a case of COVID-19 in the classroom or in the school or whatever. And it would be like, you need to come pick up your son and it's middle of the day and hopefully you can make it over. And so I did. But then there'd be like virtual sessions and I'd be trying to work and also helping with those. And it was a lot of juggling, as I'm sure a lot of people listening can understand. And they've probably been dealing with themselves. But thankfully, you know, my wife and I both worked the whole time, and so my son's been back in school all this school year, so it's we've had it really, really good in spite of things.
Yeah, and again, you had opportunity to work on this new album that is
right.
Available today. So let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. We're going to sample some of it as well coming up. It is a special project because you're mixing songs and stories, and from what I understand, songs based on classic works of literature. So talk about what classic works of literature inspired you and how this came together.
Sure. Well, it's kind of always been my thing where, like, some of the songs I write are based off of classic works of literature. I have two different songs based off Les Miserables. I've got one from my band's self-titled 2017 album that's based on The Old Man and the Sea, and there's lots of literary references. But so I'd say it was around the end of 19 or beginning of 20 that Chris Hoisington from Old Bear Records, Old Bear Studios out in near Buffalo, Rochester area, New York, reached out to me about working together possibly, and I didn't have a clear idea what I want to do for my next project. So I was like, the more we talked, like he's all about some concepts, and he encouraged me to lean into two things that I do a lot, which would be songs based off of stories and also songs, and also the specializing in like the stage banter, like between songs involving the audience. And so we hatched this idea of like, it'd be five songs all based on classic novels. And so to answer one of your questions there, the first song is based off The Little Prince. The second one is Watership Down. The Horse and His Boy is third, The Hobbit, and then Orthodoxy by G.K. Chesterton is the fifth one in the title track, I should say. So I hadn't written. I'd been so busy with like touring and just other like booking stuff when I did have time to put toward music. So yeah, it was really good to be able to actually to have something specific to write for. Once I had the idea, it was like, oh. So I'm going to go look back at these stories. Like in the case of The Horse and His Boy, I reread it in 24 hours. It's a fantastic book. Mm-hmm. And then went to sleep that night and woke up in the middle of the night I was dreaming about the story and a tune came to mind and I quick recorded it on my phone. And so that one was kind of nice. Like Paul McCartney's Yesterday. It was like born of a dream. I mean, I'm not saying it's not putting the same comparison, but point is like same origin type. And I mean, I actually had time to work on things in ways that I just hadn't before and had the idea and the motivation.
Well, I have Wonder of It All, the title track. And then I also have The Miracles and Wonders.
Yeah.
So should we play that first and or should I play the song and maybe talk a little bit about how this worked?
I think the story makes sense first because, like, it's supposed to somewhat, it'd be like, it's supposed to simulate the idea of, like, if I were in the listener's living room for a house concert and we're telling them the story of, like, here's how the song came to be and then played the song. So it's kind of like a recorded version of that, if you will.
You setting up the song.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a little bit, it's kind of like between that and, like, an audiobook because I definitely put on my, like, audiobook kind of voice. I wouldn't, like, if I was talking to you, I wouldn't talk exactly like I did in that, but yeah, like to make it a story. So
well, can we listen?
Yeah, please,
let's listen. We'll go right from that into the song.
That sounds good.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, and this is Miracles and Wonders, Matt Wheeler on WJTL.
I couldn't see anything.